You are still live on Behind the News, and across the globe, you are getting us on gbcghana.com. The escalating conflict in Mali is said to be putting thousands of people in a terrible condition, needing urgent food and water to save them from hunger and death. A report published by Oxfam said if the international community fails to act immediately, in the coming weeks, we'll see thousands of civilian deaths. An official of Oxfam, Ilaria Allegrozzi, Policy and Campaigns Manager, Oxfam Mali, have joined us on the line. We'll be talking to that official very soon. But before then, that issue came up at the vetting today.
Indeed, the situation in Mali is quite troubling. There has been an insurgency in Mali since the beginning of last year. There has been the takeover of the northern part of Mali by some terrorist groups and extremists, Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, among others, that have created a situation where Mali has in fact become unstable. Indeed, my understanding was that at the time when the interim president of Mali invited French intervention to help them to deal with the rebel insurgency, it was because they were hours away from their capital, which was Bamako. And I think that it would have been a very serious threat to all of us within the sub-region if that country had been overridden by terrorist-related organizations.
Well, Minister Designate for Foreign Affairs, Hannah Tete, responding to some of the issues earlier in the day. Ilaria Allegrozzi is now on the line with us. You are welcome. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. You've heard Foreign Minister Designate talking about the issues. Can you paint a picture for those who do not know precisely what is happening now in Mali?
Well, the situation in Bamako, where I'm based and where my office is based, the office of Octo, is calm. However, of course, there's a great deal of uncertainty as well as concerns over the humanitarian situation in the country, which is rapidly degrading since the launching of the military operations 2 weeks ago in the center and northern regions of the country. And we are worried that this escalation of conflict will have serious humanitarian consequences and increase the needs of an already vulnerable population, which was affected by the devastating food crisis in 2012. And at the moment, access to concrete zones is very restricted. So although we are ready to go there, access is limited. And it is important that the Malian authorities grant access to humanitarian NGOs, not only to deliver assistance, but also to assess the needs of the population which has been affected by the conflict.
Yeah. Does that mean that even for the capital, Bamako, there is need for some support of some sort, because some people will be moving, some refugees will be moving to that place? Hello, Laria?
Yeah.
Yes. We are asking whether the situation is so even in the capital, Bamako.
The situation is calm, and as I said, there is uncertainty among the population, and there are concerns about the consequences of the conflict, especially in the north. As far as the humanitarian situation is concerned, I think that the needs of the people are increasing in terms of food, water and shelter. There are IDPs in Bamako, people who have left everything behind and fled to the south of Mali, trying to find refuge in hosting families as well as in two neighboring countries, in Burkina Faso, in Niger and Mauritania.
So far, what have you been able to do as Oxfam, trying to mobilize all the other aid agencies to assist?
Sorry?
I'm asking what you've been able to do as Oxfam to get on board other aid agencies.
Not sure I understood the question. The network is very bad. At the time, Oxfam is intervening in the north of Mali through food security and water and sanitation programs, as well as in the south of Mali. But in a time when all the international community is very much focused on military solutions, I think that now for Oxfam it is important to ask for more attention to be paid for the humanitarian consequences of the conflict.
So you give a figure of about 147,000 people needing urgent food aid to survive. Did you do some census?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
We're asking, you are estimating that about 147,000 people now need urgent food aid to survive. And we're asking whether you did some census or it was just by estimation.
This figure, 147,000 people, come from the UN Refugee Agency and accounts for all the Malian people who have already fled their homes to find the shelter into refugee camps of neighboring countries. And this figure is expected to rise significantly following the escalation of violence in northern Mali. And in fact, we already have observed some new arrivals into refugee camps, and we estimate that almost 10,000 people have already left their homes since the launching of the French and Malian military operations. And in addition to this figure, there are also more than 200,000 internally displaced people who fled the north of Mali to the southern regions, including Bamako, where you have more than 46,000 IDPs.
Yeah. So for now, how are you managing the situation? At least you are on the ground already.
We are on the ground already at the moment. However, access is very restricted, and humanitarian organizations can't access those areas where the people need us the most. That's why it is very important to ensure that humanitarian agencies can access the conflict-affected communities and zones to deliver assistance, to deliver life-saving assistance.
Well, we know the message will be going around, especially as we've spoken on it, and there are some concerns and notices going around. But for now, I want to thank you so much and encourage you that at least you continue to assist those who are in need. Ilaria Allegrozzi is an official of Oxfam in charge of policy and campaigns manager, Oxfam Mali. You might have detected the breaks in the line there because we were getting there all the way from Bamako.